It's of interest. I heard at a local pub, it's closed now, Eccles Tap. I was on my way with a building party to work at Wretham Hall. It was a subcontract. And when we got with another working party at Eccles Station, we had to drop some there, and because pubs were open all day then,
yeah.
1914. And when we got there, went for a drink, a war was declared.
Yeah.
We'd got one man, his name was Moss, he's dead now, I'm sure. He was a naval reservist.
Yeah.
Well, he said, I don't want to go to Wretham. So I said, you can pick me up, the chap that was driving us. They had a motor van then, truck. Pick me up, Wesley, when you come back. He said, I shall go and report to Norwich. Well, we didn't take things too seriously for a start. But we went there, we were lodging out. The following weekend, of course, we used to congregate. I'm talking about living out in the country. Five or six of us boys we met on the Saturday night. What about what I got to do? Because the others were in harvest. That was one year I missed doing a house because I was at work with the builders as a bricklayer's labourer. Well, the next Saturday evening, what I got to do? When you got to join up? All right, we'll go tomorrow. Well, how old are you? Well, that didn't make any difference. They were taking boys at 16. If you said you were 18, 19, that was they didn't bother.
Didn't look at your birth certificate or anything?
No, never at all. They didn't even then. But there were four of us. Walked on the Sunday afternoon from Bunwell. That's an adjoining village to where we lived. That was a congregating point, Howlett's Corner, they call it. We walked from there to Wyndham, 6 miles. I cut some off by going across the fields. To who we'd been told was a recruiting officer.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. There were four of us. One boy is still alive, Billy Hales. He lives at Old Buckenham now. No, he's moved from Old Buckenham. He lives at Borough Common, Attleboro, adjoining Old Buckenham. The other two boys, they were brothers, they're both dead. One was killed in 1916, the other died a few years ago. School friends of mine. And so we came home and we all went off onto our various jobs, and then we all joined up individually, one at a time.
You couldn't find the recruiting office?
No, he was apparently out. That was the Sunday.
Yeah. Did you find the place where he was recruiting?
Yes, but he was out. He was
where was he working from?
Some office or his private house we went to.
Went to a private house?
Captain Kennedy. But he wasn't at home. And so, I suppose, may I put it this way? After the first burst of enthusiasm, we had to go back to work. And then one went, and I was the second one of this boy Jimmy Brown. He was older than me. He went first. So he was at work doing harvest. As soon as they finished harvest, he went. Well, I finished with this building job where I was on, and I got a job in Norwich.
Yeah. The thing which I don't understand is, why were you so enthusiastic to go and volunteer straight away?
Well, no. The most, and I shall never forget it, and why, I suppose they're preserved somewhere, wherever you went, it didn't apply in the first place, because I can't tell you what time they came out, but it was only a week or two after the war, a few weeks after the war, when Kitchener's Army, and after all, these local service battalions were all Kitchener's Army men. And that poster, now you ask me, that is the most significant thing I can remember, ever.
This poster pointing at
you. Yes. Whichever angle you looked at it from, it was pointing at you. When you approached it, when you got past, if you turned around and looked at it,
yeah.
He was still pointing at you. Your king and country needs you.
And this made a great...
And it was Kitchener. It was the biggest impressionist I've ever remember on any subject in my life.
Well, when you couldn't manage to sign on because you couldn't find the recruiting officer, what did you do next to get in?
I've already told you. We went home and went to our various jobs. And the oldest boy, he joined up about a month afterwards. I went in the November because I got, I finished up with this building job, and I was really not old enough. But now the significant factor of me actually joining up, we're sitting here just off Earlham Road, and I took a job at the top of Earlham Road where there was a pub called the Grapes Hotel. I bought an Eastern Daily Press. We couldn't afford to have one every day. I went to the local post office, bought an Eastern Daily Press to look for another job.
Yeah.
Led wanted to learn bar, Grapes Hotel Norwich, and I'd no idea where it was at all. I cycled to Spoonerow Station. I ought to cycle to Norwich, but I didn't know what part of Norwich to go to. Cycled to Spoonerow Station, got on the train, inquired. That was up here at the top of Earlham Road, not far from where we are now, but of course it ceased to exist as a pub. It was bombed some time ago.
Yeah.
Got the job. Well, I was only there a month.
Yeah.
Because we were right near what was then the drill hole where they're now going to, where they made the ring road, where the roundabout, the big roundabout is now. The territorial drill hole was there, Chapelfield Road. And, of course, they were only intakes, the boys had got. They didn't even do any drilling there, any exercises, except and perhaps just fall in the morning and dismissed. They were signing them on there and sending them to different places, as they did from the Britannia Barracks, where I went from, to the 3rd Bat at Felixstowe. But these boys had finished, and the pubs were open all day. There was no closing at 2 o'clock. Well, they used to come in there. Beer was twopence a pint. Tuppence a pint. And the Grapes Hotel, until then, we hadn't drawn a pint of mild beer. It was a rather a higher class public house. And we sold bitter and ale, which were both threepence a pint. Well, these chaps that joined up, as they joined up, well, there was three pubs there, the Gates, the Tuns, and the Grapes, the Gates, three Gates, and the Tuns. On the three, the only one left is the Tons now.
Yeah.
Further up was the Volunteer.
Yeah.
That's done away with.
Yeah.
Well, these lads used to be some come one place and some another. They'd walk into the Grapes, pint of mild. Sorry, we've got no mild. We've only got bitter and ale.
Yeah.
Threepence a pint. They'd turn around and go out. Right. We had to draw. We had to have mild beer.
Yeah.
To save cotton. Well then, they'd come in there.
What's the connection between this and joining up?
Well, I'm just coming to it.
Sorry. Okay.
When we had to draw mild beer and sell it at twopence a pint to compete with the other two pubs, the boys, they would come in, pint of mild, or half a pint of mild, a penny. And they'd say, hello, why aren't you in the army? To me, I was behind the bar. Some of them were younger than I was, and I was only then just 18. I said, well, of course I got fed up with that. I didn't want a white feather stuck in, so, you know, I hadn't a chance to go about much. But anyway, I decided I gave notice to leave.
Yeah.
After I'd been there 3 weeks. When the governor paid me, because we never closed it, we never closed at all, so to speak, until they all went.
Mm-hmm.
The official closing time was 11 o'clock at night. We locked the door and they'd be in the billiard room.
Mm.
A billiard table at this hotel. And actually, plenty of weeks I got more in tips after closing time than my wages come to. Again, that was six bob a week, but I lived in.
Mm.
Well, these boys coming in, I said, week's notice, a man by the name of Palmer kept the pub then. What do you mean, Harry? He said, what do you mean? You know, just getting used to the job. And I remember, I haven't got to join the army. Well, I can't tell you. If you're recording, I can't tell you the words he used and what he called me.
Go on, tell me what he said.
A bloody fool.
Yeah.
He said, you've got a good job here now, the best job you've ever had. And you're getting tips this way and tips that. Plenty of good grub. But, of course, I was young and silly. I could have remained there anyhow until well into 1916, because yeah. Nobody was called up until the Derby scheme yeah. came along. But I was adamant. I'd made up my mind.
Yeah.
And so I left the following Sunday week. This was Saturday night I gave notice. I'd served my week, and every day during that week, he said, now look, change your mind, Harry. I want, he'd advertise for someone else, and of course nobody come along.
They're all signing on.
Well, of course, that is the point, you see, and that was what he was concerned with.
Mm.
But I said, no, I'm going to the army, I'm going to join the army. My mother and father at home didn't know. I kept there until after closing time on the Sunday following, the day following Sunday week, you see. Which was on the 29th of November, 1914.
This is when you actually went along and did it.
Well, I left there that day.
Yeah.
I cycled home to Carlton Road. Hello. Didn't know you were coming home, Dave. Well, I said, yes, I'm going to join the army. I'm off the morning. Oh.
What did they say?
Well, they've tried always to persuade me not to, and my mother especially, of course. I had an uncle that was in the South African War, which wasn't too long before that, you know. And he came home crocked up.
Mm.
And, of course, the army was mud to my people.
What did you say?
I said, I'm going. And I got up the next morning, I left my bicycle at home. I walked to Spawn Row Station, 4 miles, went to Thorpe, walked to the barracks, presented myself, and there was a crowd of them there. It was just a question of what's your name, how old are you? All right. They did eventually asked you to cough. And that was that. And you were given a number. Mine was 16981.
So not much of a medical or anything
No, just you went before a doctor, you paraded, or you stood there, 5 or 6 of you, and he'd come along and, all right, yes, that was that.
Mm. Anything else happened there when you joined up that you remember?
Excepting we were very lucky. Because people were walking about, hundreds of people were walking about Norwich in their own civilian clothes, and we got one of the first batches of Kitchener's Army Blues issued to us. Not that particular day, but the next morning, including the little Glengarry type cap,
yeah,
with a couple of little brass buttons on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue, open blue jacket.
Yes.
And I know, in fact, I've got the postcard now somewhere.
So that was you in the army?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. When you joined up, did you have any particular idea about how long the war would last, what you were letting yourself in for?
Well, I think, like every other person, they thought it would be, as they did, which I remember better, the last war. Everybody thought it would be over, well, say within a year.
Hmm.
Hence, the signing on terms for Kitchener's army was 1 year or duration of war. And we thought the 1 year would be quite appropriate.
Yeah.
In spite of the fact that it went on for over, well, 4.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you first signed on, you thought it'd be a very quick war.
Yes.
When you, after you'd signed on and got a bit of experience in the army and got out to France, did your view about how long the war would last change?
No. By that time, I mean, previous to going out to France, we'd done our training, which consisted of route marches and guards. I was in a garrison town. Felixstowe was one of the heaviest garrison towns in England, I should say, at the time. There were, what, five different regiments there consisting of, battalions of each regiment. There were the Norfolks, Suffolks, Essex, Bedfordshires, and Loyal North Lancs. Yes.
What sort of training did they give you when you first joined up? Can you remember?
Well, yes, I can indeed. Yeah. Number and right dress, form fours, right turn, etc. The usual barrack square drill. And it didn't take long. There were the odd ones that were older and couldn't actually do it. I think I could do it today. I might be a bit slower. But you got the odd one that was, shall I use the term, slovenly or not so active. And some, one or two people, they accepted them. But they were eventually taken off the parade ground and put in the cookhouse. But generally speaking, we were quick on the job. Mm. And we soon done the marching, and then we had come to rifle drill and so on.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, it was the same thing. I'm sure I could do it today in the old term, with perhaps a couple of rehearsals. But what we liked most, and there's no doubt about that, was the practice of firing. I didn't come up again the miniature firing, the 2-2 miniature job, 25-yard range. But you went out the firing range, 100 yards.